This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And by the way, James Wood last night, stop sleeping, people. We need to have a James Wood update on the show every day sponsored by Don't Sleep. That's my whole bit on James Wood.
That people are sleeping?
They're just sleeping.
And they need to not.
And occasionally I'll get stuff from like Nats fans who are like, what do you mean we're sleeping? We know he's good. There's 16,000 people at games, and 8 of them have James Wood jerseys. You guys aren't doing it right. And I'm not being mean. I know I'm fan shamer, and everyone gets sad.
Yeah, what are you doing over there, guy?
For 3 years. Well, everyone should have a James Wood jersey and be at every game.
Now,
that's what I'm saying.
But you don't have a James Wood jersey because he's not an obscure fourth-line winger.
I don't do baseball jerseys. Very different.
There you go.
I do post-game shows and cover the Nationals.
That is true. That
I'm
is
not
true.
Allowed to wear a James Wood jersey.
That is true.
But it's very simple for me, Danny. He's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Act like it. He had a bobblehead night. That was a two-night bobblehead night. The first night, he had two doubles and three hits. The second night, he had a 430-foot home run, 116 miles an hour off the bat that hasn't landed yet.
Here's the 3-1. Swinging a long drive. Right field. Way back it goes, and it'll come down in the second deck. Oh, what a blast for James Wood. And the Nationals lead it 1-0, 5 pitches in.
Pull side, by the way. That's right center.
Here's my impression of James Wood homering, right? He homers.
Yep.
And then I go, James Wood just homered. I'm so excited. And then a bunch of people go, is he going to play for the Mets or the Phillies in 5 years? Ugh. I want to fight them in a cage until they tap out.
Don't fight anyone in a cage until they tap out.
Losers.
Don't.
God, it pisses me off. 6 years from now, something bad might happen.
Let's all mope about it for a while. Grant's excited about something. Let's be weird about it.
God, I hate that bit. I hate it so much. Every single time I tweet out a James Wood home run, every time.
Yankees are cool. Yankees, they're seeing this too.
Future Yankee star.
And you know what? It's not even your guys' fault. It's the learner's fault. They've never kept anybody. They won't keep him. He's a Boris-advised player.
Mm-hmm.
But I shouldn't have to deal with it for 5 years. Like, this is the fun part. If you're lucky enough as a baseball fan, if you're lucky enough, your team will draft or trade for or develop a unicorn once every now and then. We happen to have been spoiled because we got Hapa, and then we got Soto, and now we got James Wood. And so I got one. It's like when I used to run around trying to catch a frog in my neighborhood. I would like catch a frog and I'd run home and it's peeing on me and everything. And I'd be like, I got one.
You got him.
And I put it in my aquarium, mm-hmm. right? I got one. And you guys are yucking my yum. You're trying to trip me. You're trying to knock it out of my hands. I caught a turtle on Bumpy Oak Road and you're trying to ruin it. Stop ruining it.
So who are you really mad at?
Anyone who...
Like, I know what you're saying. Like, it's a symptom. Are you mad at the symptom or mad at the root cause?
I'm mad at the symptom. Mm-hmm. The reality is the reality. Mm-hmm. I have terminal cancer. That's the reality. James Wood and every other great player will never sign here because I don't have ownership that spends any money. So that's a fact. The symptom is...
Yeah.
He homered today. He'll be gone in 2032.
Stop it. Get it?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Why can't... We might not be here in 7 years. I got fat. I'm sick of fatness, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, I could go to the bowling alley. It would be like showing up when I'm at the bowling alley and be like, aren't you sick? Aren't you not going to be here in a while? You don't do that. Enjoy it while we got it.
I'm with you. We're feeding out of the same trough.
Yeah.
If you can't have any fun, then what's the point of any of it? Right? Like, I know it's going to end. I mean, I have a sliver of hope that it won't end, but I'm pretty sure this is not a pitcher that's got a private negotiation with the now deceased Ted Lerner, right? Where Boris and Ted can concoct a deal outside of the baseball operations for Steven Strasburg, you know? So other than that, nobody's going to re-sign here. And it might be some weird cursory effort where they offer a tenth of the market value and then get snippy when anybody
says peep. Here's the other thing. People are like, well, James Wood's from here. Maybe he'll want to stay here. I love James Wood. You won't find anyone that loves James Wood more than me. Maybe Kenny Wood. I don't know about that. That's his pops. Probably Paula Wood, because moms have a special love
for
their kids.
Sure, yeah, mom's on you.
But I wouldn't even guarantee that. I love James Wood. He's my special boy. He's my sweet prince. Mm-hmm. You don't hire Scott Boras because you want to stay somewhere for 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
If you wanted to do that, there's a lot of agents out there you could do that with.
The stay-at-home agent?
You could
do that.
You probably want to get paid a little bit because you know your value.
And he will.
And I don't have any problem with my nonchalant prince getting the bag, by the way. You should want to do that. Mm-hmm. That's called good old-fashioned American capitalism.
Yeah.
Go get paid, young man. But my point is just, if you were represented by someone else, I might think maybe there's a shot. See what I'm saying?
I do.
Doesn't matter. It's a lot of years away.
Yeah, I think it's a one-in-a-million moonshot that somehow it happens here. My point is, there are a lot of years between now and the end. If you can't enjoy those times, I will tell those people that are yucking your yum, there's no point to you paying attention at all.
Wait, why do anything?
There's no joy. If you can't find joy, what are you doing this for?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
By the way, it's not like it's a one-year contract. He's here for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Do you know what's going to be happening in 6 years? You and I won't have this job anymore. I don't know. I'll be in a different state working at a Best Buy somewhere. I don't know what you'll be doing.
Who knows what I'll be doing?
You'll be doing a stand-up show in Memphis. I don't know. 6 years is so far away. Mm-hmm. Your baby will be in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I mean, enough already with the whining about him not staying here. Just enjoy the home runs, people. Watch them and enjoy them.